Hi, pals, and welcome to the Disneyland Parish.
Bro show. Bro show. Bro show. You and Chris.
I'll get my coat.
Oh, all right.
And now, Disneyland Paris News.
Plus Lucy and news. Earth Day.
Return of the Factory.
New adventures.
How Zoe got her trope back.
Get it apt.
Rumours.
You have never given me a less subtle hint that you want me to abscond in my life. What went on there, Christopher?
I apologise. We've been away this weekend, and when I set everything up today thinking everything was all right from last week, I forgot we had a bro show last week, so I didn't update the intro music.
It was the broest of shows. I had a Pepsi Max Mango earlier, so I was very hyped up.
He was
in the show, and I felt bad afterwards. Like, I felt anxious, like I'd said some wrong things.
Remorseful.
The best bit, though, of the entire show happened after the show, because if any of you were present on the EMT show on Patreon, we suddenly ended up in this infinite loop, and every time we spoke, it just added to the loop more and more and more and more, and it was pretty cool, actually. It was ridiculously funny, and we had to stop in the end.
Yeah, so we recorded one offline and then
sent
it separately.
And we've put that out for all you Patreon types to have a watch or a listen of.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Lucy. I'm sorry. So Lucy is here. Over to you, Lucy.
It's all right. I'm going to cry later, but for now I'm going to put a brave face on it. It'll be fine.
Oh, good.
Right, hey there, hi there, ho there, Disney fans, and welcome to another Disneyland Paris show. I'm Lucy, this is Christopher, this is Hubert.
Yo.
We are here to chat about Disneyland Paris. Shall we see who's in the chat with us, Huey?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Straight in.
Who are they?
Get on. First in the chat today was Joey. Hey to Joey. Joey says, hey everyone, very excited for tonight's show. Spent all morning, check this out, pricing up trips. Looking forward to hearing what's happening there. Exciting times, Joey. Emily says, evening all, I secretly booked a trip for next December, but my husband started chatting about DLP, and whatever you do, don't mention it on the live show because he'll be watching. I'm joking. but my husband started chatting about DLP, and apparently I have no poker face. I kept it quiet for 40 hours, so he already found out.
40 hours, though, that's more than I do, I think. How do you book a trip for next December? Because I'm not sure what... Next December.
You wait until Halloween? Wait until September when they release the date?
I don't think transport will be up yet.
Maybe Emily's one of those people who calls the next Friday, even if it's this week, next Friday. I don't know.
Oh.
But I won't get into that because that's something that gets me riled. That gets me riled up.
That's like lunch and dinner, that isn't it?
Just
dinner
about
and tea.
To say exactly. That,
So you think it's this coming December? Oh well, that is exciting. Mm. That is very exciting. I bought something for this coming December today.
Did you?
We went to a Lego show.
Ooh.
At one of those National Brick things, and I saw a rather cool Christmas elf display, and I thought I'm going to buy myself that and wrap it up.
Mine.
And give myself a label on it saying Merry Christmas Lucy, open on the 1st of December, and then put it in our Christmas decoration box.
And hope to forget about it.
And then forget about it.
Oh yeah, that sounds amazing.
So I'm quite happy.
Does anyone else do that thing where I do it at the cinema just before the title of the film comes up and I can't remember what we've gone to see, and I try not to think about what it is? And also, if I get something in the post, I will try to open it before I've remembered what it is. So it's like a little tiny bonus surprise.
so
Bonnie,
cute.
Bonnie's in the chat under Lucy's name, so do not be confused.
Hi, Bonnie.
Bonnie says hi, and she also later on just says, Disney. John is here. Hi, guys. Excited for the show and excited for all the news we're going to get on Friday. More on that in a bit. Hello to Andrew, who says, 110 days until PortAventura. Oops, wrong podcast. Lauren says, hi everyone, here for a Disney dose. Hope you all had a good Easter. I did you?
Yes. I've had a superb Easter, thank you. Yes.
I was, if you're on about the 2 week of the Easter holidays, I was horrendously ill the first week. Mm-hmm. Horrifically ill, as you know.
We had to cancel a show.
And then I worked 2 12-hour days over Easter weekend and missed my husband's birthday. And then I had to catch up on all the week work that I hadn't done the week before, the second week of the holidays. So it's been a bit, it's been a bit of a slog.
We had a lovely day out to celebrate Hugh's birthday, though, didn't we?
We did the day after. Yes. We did.
Little gang group.
It was good.
A little surprise to me that they all turned up.
It was a little surprise to me that they all turned up.
Yeah, I kind of figured out that it might potentially happen. For no reason, I just imagined, what if they're all there? And then they were. So I spoiled it for myself, basically, by just having an overactive imagination. In the chat as well, we have Lisa and Kelfi. Epic Universe. Oh, wrong show. Oh, you're all at it. Jimmy's here waving a pink hand. Oops, I just clicked on something. Hello to Pauline and Bob. Bob's in the chat.
Hey, Bob.
105 days for honour.
Hi, Bob.
Stop naming other parks, people. Faye says hi, as does Ed and Monica and Katia and Cheryl. New countdown penciled in today, says Cheryl. 548 days, Halloween season 2025.
Ooh.
Monica will be leaving for the DLP trip in 11 days. So excited. And we've also got Ruth and Philippa and Emma and... Oh, well, I might as well finish. I always say this. We've got Jen and Moritz and Gavin. Any updates on the Sequoia Lodge closing for refurbishment? I don't know. Have we?
No.
And David. I don't think so. And Niall. And I think that's everyone. Haven't come along to a 37 Disney Street stream in a very long time, says Niall. Well, we're glad you're here.
We are.
And if I missed anyone, it wasn't on purpose. I love you all equally.
Lucy and I, however.
Oh, David says aloha from... how do you pronounce that? Tuning in while eating breakfast waffles.
David, could you please phonetically spell the place you're from?
Kaneo.
I would love to scratch off Hawaii.
Kaneoe.
Kaneo.
Kaneo. Kaneo. I'm going to say Kaneoe.
Kaneo.
Kaneoe.
My thoughts...
I'll preemptively just... ding myself.
Whilst there is no news that we know of about Sequoia Lodge, I don't even think there's been rumours in the last couple of weeks. I will give you my two penneth and thoughts in that I don't think they will close the whole thing. I think they will try to do it lodges and then one side and then the other side, and then they might close for a short term to do the main bits.
Do you think maybe, like, with it being an Olympic... I would say this every week now at the moment, don't we? But with it being an Olympic... yeah, in Paris, in Paris.
That
maybe they're already really busy and they've probably just gone, do you know what, we can't do this now, right now, so let's do it at another time.
It is a massive hotel and it is the centre price brackets. In fact, it's slightly lower than centre, isn't it? And I think it will, if it closes in entirety, I think it will have a horrendous effect on the prices of the other hotels and the availability in the other hotels. I think it would be tricky. However, I'm often wrong. I know nothing. Don't take this. This is just my educated thoughts on
the
matter.
You know nothing, Lucy Rain.
I do know nothing. Nice. Ruth, Hugh is not short for Hubert. That is just what I call him when I'm cross at him. But Lucy...
I wish it was short for Hubert.
Hubert.
Because Hugh is just... it's not even a name. It's just like an exhalation of breath. Rubbish name.
If you want some 37 Disney Street trivia, though, Lucy is short for Lucinda. That's fact. And Chris, believe it or not, is short for Christopher, isn't it?
It is.
I do call you Christopher, though. Yes. Again, when I'm cross at you.
But you call me Christopher and not Christopher, which is what a lot of West Yorkshire people call me. Christopher.
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 Or Kissifer. Because if you were one of those kids that grew up with the TV programme Kissifer on a Saturday morning, I used to get called Kissifer a lot.
Let's do some Disney news.
Bongs.
Okay, so let's just start at the top today. Earth Day. It is Earth Month for the entirety of April. Did we know this? You heard about this?
You heard about this?
What's Earth Month for?
The awareness of... stuff to do with Earth.
Yeah.
Celebrating our big, beautiful planet and all the wonderful natural things.
I don't know about you guys, but I like to recycle even harder in Earth Month.
I like to lay on the grass and feel it run through my fingers.
Well, you can't at the moment. My lawn has never been this waterlogged, ever. I don't know about yours, Chris.
Oh, well, I still can't cut it.
It's like stepping onto a waterbed out there.
I spoke to a gardener the other day. Here's a boring conversation for you. I went to the chip shop with my grandmother, and while we were waiting for our fish and chips, a man came over and said, "Hello." You've just thrown the whole earth at us.
There you go.
The map fell down. Listeners.
The man came to us and he said, hello, Joe. And my grandma said, "This is my grandson." You don't need all that bit. But anyway, basically, he was saying he hasn't been able to cut the grass on any of his places since October. And as he's gone around trying to start doing some of these gardens, he's found that I think he's got maybe two of them done at all recently. And every time he gets a garden done, it then chucks it down and he has to stop again. So really boring conversation. But it's not just us, the part-time gardeners. It's these professionals as well. They can't cut the grass either.
Thank you for tuning in for another week of lawn.
I've got a chilli growing, Hugh.
Update. Hang on.
Ooh.
Update from David.
Ooh.
Loosely pronounced. Kaneauhe.
Is it Newcastle, isn't it? Kaneauhe, the lad.
Kaneauhe.
Can I just say, did anyone see my reflexes when that map fell down? Because I just skipped back to see what it looked like, and I was like a cat. I wasn't even facing it, and I went, phoom, I caught it.
That's dad skills. You know when kids fall off climbing frames, and they just scoop them?
Do you know what it was? It was Kaneauhe.
Can I?
Away. Can you get back to the news?
David. Can I scratch off Hawaii? Is that an Hawaii location? If not, you need to tell me where it is.
Do they have to be from there? Or
no, they have to listen.
It's already scratched off.
Is it?
Yeah.
We've already done it.
Oh,
I think you should do Australia.
Okay.
Because it's massive.
So,
okay.
Earth Day.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yes.
To celebrate Earth Thanks, Month.
Lisa. Tell me about your chili plant later.
Yes.
For the entirety of April, there will be a special projection show called Wonderful World, prior to Electric Sky Parade, which is a drone show prior to Disney Dreams. So now Disney Dreams has got a pre-show to its pre-show.
How far back are these going to go?
I know.
They're going to start at 2 o'clock with like a one person just doing a little dance with a boombox, and it just building up gradually to the fireworks.
It's like one drone.
I seem to remember that we have been there when there's been an Earth Day project, because they do this every year. They do the pre-show every year for Earth Day, and I think that we might have been there once when we had a pre-show for Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always nice. You get those extra things. You think you've seen something not many people have, and I always say I like the details. I must say with these... And I'm glad that they haven't replaced Electric Sky Parade for it, because I know that everybody is mad for Electric Sky Parade and people are making special trips to see that. But one of the things, you all know I've got mixed feelings about the fireworks and the nighttime spectaculars in general with having to elbow each other. But one of the reasons is they're very late for the young ones, but they're very long.
They're
very long. And you're standing up, if you're trying to lift them up to shoulder height without putting them on your shoulders, because that's rude, don't do it, people. And you've got a wriggly kid and they can't see and they're getting a bit hungry and tired. It is a 15-minute, 20-minute show, isn't it, Disney Dreams?
Yeah.
Now, you add two pre-shows to it and you're getting people to stand still for 30, 35 minutes, and then... That's after they've stood still for an hour to wait for it to start. It all gets a bit much.
Do you think they're trying to do it so that people can see something whilst they're waiting for the main attraction, but what they haven't realised is that it's just going to mean that people start queuing earlier?
Yeah. I'd love to know if anyone's been there, or anyone who is going, there are people
going.
Or
there now, if you happen to be there now. Like
Julia is there now and says, "Hi from DLP, or should I say, here now, where are the toilets?" If anyone's been on a... DLP for Brits Facebook group.
That
would make sense.
If you're there, Julia, if you're going to do the fireworks, I'd love to know kind of how it feels, how the atmosphere around you feels. Is it worth it? Does it feel that bit special? Does it make it all a bit long?
It's probably now.
Because we can guess all we like.
Quarter to ten.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. There now.
Yeah. But unless you've actually stood through it, you know, it's just speculation, isn't it?
It is.
Emma says,
Emma says, is extra projections for Earth Day not a bit ironic?
That she does say that. I don't know what happened to me there. I just forgot how to
read. I don't get the irony. Am I being dumb?
Well, it's, yes, you are.
Wasting electricity?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Fair enough. But at least it's not fireworks. Fireworks waste more of the Earth's resources, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've never done a comparison.
No.
Je ne sais pas.
And also, they turn all the lights off in Main Street and the hub and stuff in order to do the projection. So what takes up more electricity? The lighting of the entire park or the projections? That would be an interesting study for somebody else to do. Right. Mm. Return of the Factory. So Disney Dreams Factory returns this weekend after being on hiatus. It returned on the 6th of April. Also making seasonal returns is the outdoor live entertainment at Avengers Campus. So that is the Wakanda Warriors, also known as, is it Dora Milaje?
Something
yes.
like that.
The thing with the chests.
Guardian of the Galaxy dance-off and Thor and Loki. And all that stuff that goes on there. So, Disney Dream Factory replaced Disney Junior, and it is a show kind of aimed at the under sevens. Now, if you've got an under seven with you, I would so recommend this. It gets much shorter queues than things like Mickey and the Magician and the Lion King show and all that kind of thing. So you're much more able to see it, but it is very good, and it's got a lot of Disney Junior, Disney Channel characters on it. But mm-hmm. having said that, unlike Disney Junior that it replaced, I think this is quite palatable for adults. I think that you could be a couple of adults without a kid and go see this and still enjoy it. Would you say, Huey?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying it's the best show you'll ever, ever, ever see, but if you're on like a return visit and you're like, oh, we've done most things, we've never seen that, I certainly think you can enjoy it as an experience.
Has it got Vampirina in it?
I think it does.
I'm there.
I think it's got Fancy Nancy in it.
Fancy Nancy. Has it got Handy Manny in it? Is that, that's a bit too old now, isn't it?
Handy Manny.
Remember Handy Manny?
No.
Ah. It was good.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You taught right. you to speak Spanish.
Bonnie's wondering what we can manifest because Lucy manifested Run Disney last week.
Yes.
Well, kind of.
And the potential of a possible Run Disney event coming back.
I'm going to manifest a bunch of upgrades.
Listen to this, guys. Kelfie is back from Japan, went to both Disney parks, and even though it was raining, both parks were very busy, but amazing.
Oh, that sounds awesome, Kelfie.
Shout out a bottle of Coke, £1. It's brilliant.
What? I turned to Hugh today over lunch and went, when are we going to Japan? And I think both him and Bonnie thought that it was like a... You know, in the next few weeks, well, I don't think you thought that, but it was delivered like that. What I meant is, what's our long-term plan for Japan? I think when Bonnie's like 14, 15, we might go to Japan.
That's funny because on my drive down south on Thursday, Laura said to me, do you think we should have a look at Japan?
Did she?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, yeah.
She said, you know, because in the order of things, she said, I'm more interested in going to probably Japan first, then Disneyland California, then Walt Disney World.
Wow.
That's the order that she's
do
placed
it.
Them in.
Yeah.
And we probably won't do it, but we'll have a look. We'll have a look and see.
I can see the interest. I can see the interest. Chris, I'm certainly all on our list.
Chris, I'm thirsty.
I am too.
Olé, it's your time.
Get your tiki cups in the air.
Whoa. Tiki cup. Well, you made yourself a beverage. I'll drink it up from your tiki cup.
I've got loads of tiki cups, Chris.
Uh-huh.
So you having a green one when we've got a green screen is ridiculous. So
I've
today,
thought this for a long time.
I finally dug a purple one out from the back of the cupboard, but
Ooh-wee.
It is smaller than the green one. And today, Chris and I are drinking alcohol-free, well, pretty much, it's 0.4%, Brooklyn Brewery. It's called Special Effects. And it's very nice. I've had it before. Hashtag Hoppy not lager. Sponsored. Not sponsored.
What y'all drinking in the chat? Let us know.
With a Mickey Mouse bottle opener.
Bonnie says she's got OJ.
OJ?
I presume that's the juice, not OJ Simpson, because that would be creepy.
I used to like watching...
That was a very...
Gun.
That was a very
films.
90s joke, though.
I enjoyed them a lot, but then when all that happened, I spent a lot of time just shouting murderer at the screen every time he came on, which also filled me with a lot of pleasure.
There's a really good documentary about all that that I recommend everybody watch, and I can't remember it right now, but I'm sure you can find it. It'll be on Netflix somewhere.
There's an interesting series with David Schwimmer in it as well.
Oh, there is, yeah.
People are telling us what they're having. Ruth's got a pink gin and tonic.
Ooh, nice.
David's having coffee and water.
What the heck?
Lauren's having a cup of tea.
Lisa's got a virgin pina colada, a virgin colada, which is my favourite drink.
Pauline's got coffee in a stitch mug. Mango Tango, says Jenny.
Mango Tango.
Do you know what? I just got through a huge multi-pack, like a 24 case of those. And towards the end, I got a little bit fed up of it.
Ooh. Ooh.
What if you...
I'll come back to it, though.
What if you go off mango?
No, that would be silly.
We should have a show drink, shouldn't we? I know, and we obviously have mango in it, but we should work our way towards a show drink that we all drink. Everybody drink.
Should we invent a 37 Disney Street cocktail?
Maybe everyone could help us by suggesting things.
I like that Niall and Kelfie have both told us that they're not drinking anything.
No.
Jen's having a cup of tea in my living room in a Fantasyland mug.
Kelfie's not drinking because she's in bed. Now, this prompts a discussion as to what you can and can't do in bed, because I'm afraid to say that I will eat in bed. Not like at night and stuff, but I've no problem with sitting on my bed and eating.
Like a roast dinner.
And we've got a friend who, like, food is not allowed past the bottom staircase.
Would that be Kat, by any chance?
That would be Kat. But when I said, I was sitting on my bed eating pasta the other day, she was like, she couldn't believe it. But then my bedroom is my office. It's a whole thing.
Pasta's okay. Biscuits and things like that, that's bad, because crumbs from biscuits or like rice cakes, for instance, they bother you in bed, don't they, when you're lying there and they get on your arms or your
body. If it crunches when you roll over, you've gone too far.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Excellent conversation. Bob says, shall I ask my cocktail specialist to invent one?
Please, Bob.
You know on How I Met Your Mother? What's his name?
Barney.
Barney. He's got a guy for everything. Bob's got a guy for everything. I'm going to ask my cocktail guy. He'll invent one for you.
Do it, Bob.
Yeah.
Invent the cocktail and then give us the ingredients and stuff and we can all make it. That'll be fun, won't it?
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Chin chin.
Chin chin.
Right.
So, more news. New adventures. Now, this is kind of old news to 37 Disney Street. We've discussed it already. But it went live this weekend. And that is the new adventures that you can now go on for Star Tours, starting the 6th of April. So, we've got Ahsoka, Andor and Mandalorian. They are now live. Now, my ask out to you, particularly if you are at Disneyland at the moment, Julia. If you go on Star Tours and you get one of these, can you give us a little review? What's it like? What land is it? Because I've not seen Ahsoka.
There's whales. They're not whales. They're called something else, but they're just flying whales.
I can't immediately... Have you seen them?
I've seen a little clip of one of them, yeah.
I can't immediately think of what, like, Mandalorian would be other than just being Tatooine again. And I'm just interested. I'm interested. Let me know how that goes. I won't dwell on that bit of news. Let's move swiftly on.
What I did see on some of the stuff online about it was that obviously it's just one part of the ride, so it's not completely changed. You're still getting the same beginnings and you're getting different ends. It's just scenery from, so it's just a chunk in the middle. It's not taking you on a completely different story and any elements of it. It's not bringing in new characters to begin it off. It's still your Kylo Rens and your Darth Vaders and that robot thing.
I think it's always kind of done that when they've introduced new lands, hasn't it? Like the first one and the last one all remain the same. Cool.
Stan from the Solo Show's here.
Hey, Stan.
And Ed's eating toast in bed right now.
Nice. Living dangerously.
I'm happy with that. Right. Zoetropes. Wow. I don't want any of you to panic. It's not the zoetrope in Art of Animation.
This is last week when we had like one bit of news and I said there was loads of little bits of news. One of the little bits of news I'd seen is that the zoetrope that's out, not the big one in studios, but the little one outside the Mickey's...
Philharmagic
Theatre. There's a little spinny one there that you might not know about. That had been taken down. And I thought, oh, is that gone? Because it's always a tradition for us to spin that around and look at it.
I didn't know it was there.
Yeah.
When they said it'd come back, I thought, oh, that's interesting.
It's back. Thing I didn't know was even there to begin with.
Yeah.
It's back and it's got a new animation around the inside. We were trying to remember today what the old animation was, but so I looked back on my first video because I know I had Bonnie looking at it and going, ah, but it's just her face in the mirrors. So we didn't actually see what what the animation was below that. Oh. But now it's, is it Mickey jumping up and down or something?
It's Sorcerer Mickey. Sorry, the word sorcerer escaped me for a second. It's Sorcerer Mickey just kind of conjuring something, waving his arms and doing a pad. But we did remember what the original one was because Bonnie remembered it was a rocket. And now I remember it was a rocket that kind of squashed down and then took off, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it's back. It's had a refresh. I'm happy about it.
Two zoetrops in one park, or in one of the parks. You know.
Quite
well,
right.
Well put, Hugh.
I like that though. You just pointed out two zoetropes because let's not forget that this is a company that's born from traditional animation, and I think that kind of thing. Yes,
there should be more of this.
Yeah, you've got big rides, and you can, you know, go on Space Mountain. That's fantastic. But it's nice to have that presence in the park of this, like, you know, the origin story.
That's why,
the art form should be celebrated more.
Exactly.
That's why, and I've said it before. One of the reasons I really like Aladdin's passage is because it uses the mirror stuff that you get in Phantom Manor for the genie, and but you can actually see it working if you sneak your head round in the right angle, you can see the actual models there on the other side of it all.
But it celebrates character design and model making and the craft of storytelling, and you know, it's stuff like, I am really happy with that. And we're off on a rant that I've had many a time, but I know that when Disney have got a bit of money and are planning a park expansion, it's all about getting the next big ride that will get people to travel across the continent. Yeah. And sometimes you just want these little bits. This is what makes the park for me.
I keep saying, like, they've gone down this route in all the parks now of going, right, it's going to be a huge attraction, it's going to be immersive, and they're all kind of a bit samey. And it's refreshing when you get like this Moana walkthrough, where it's a walkthrough, you know, the wave water thing at Epcot. And it's like, we want more of that, I think. People don't just want to go, oh, great, another ride to have to queue or wake up at 7 to try and get Lightning Lane for, you know.
Bonnie says that we should have a 37 Disney Street hot sauce, and Monica agrees.
I mean, I did make one at Christmas, but it wasn't 37 Disney Street themed.
I think all of the stuff we'd have to go through to be able to actually market it or even sell the 3 or 4 bottles that were produced would not be worth it. You'd have to go through hygiene stuff and all sorts of things.
I managed to make last year.
One bottle
five
for
bottles.
Us.
John Parker says, DLP report called it a praxinoscope, not a zoetrope.
Oh.
Now, I've looked up on everyone's favourite reference tool, Wikipedia, and this type of device is the successor to the zoetrope. It was invented in France in 1877 by Charles-Emile Reynaud. There you go.
The clever, the French, and
stuff
like
this. It improved on the zoetrope by replacing its narrow viewing slits with an inner circle of miroirs.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, it does, it's miroir, doesn't it?
Yes, it's miroired.
Miroir.
Mirrored. It's mirrored.
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 Get it apt.
Très bien.
Get it apt.
This is our next piece of news. And it's exciting because now you are able to go on the app and pay Disney money to book your place to watch the parade.
Actually on the app, not
Line Bertie. They've managed to get it to work through the app.
But is it like everything else that you pay through the app where it takes you to a website?
Probably. Probably. I haven't tried it. Again, it went live yesterday, the 6th.
Oh, so it's the... Is it like €16 each or something like that?
It's 19 euros each.
I know the thing. Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of discussion this week in various different Facebook groups about this, about doing it. A couple of people have said they've paid for it, and a lot of people saying, has anyone paid for this? Because that's what they do. Here now, has anyone paid for this? Is it worth it?
See, thing is, it'll be straight up to 30 euros before you know it. If people are paying for it and it's selling out on a daily basis.
I wish people would stop paying for these things that we want to go away, like Lightning Lane. You know, if it just suddenly, like, no one paid for it, it'd be great, because then they'd have to take it away. Or
lower the price.
Or make it, like, just $3. I'd be like, oh, that's fine then. I'll pay $3. Do you know what, though? If I'd paid €19 for a spot at the parade and it wasn't optimum, you know, I'm going to be more susceptible to being annoyed by anyone obscuring my vision in any way because I've paid for it. It's like when you go on the quiet carriage on a train, I think that's worse than a normal one because even though I like silence, it's never silent on the quiet train.
Not. There's always someone with
the quiet
phone.
Carriage, yeah. So all it does is highlight the one person being an idiot and it makes me even angrier. So I'd rather just go in the regular carriage and pop my headphones in. And it's like this with the parade. If I paid 19 euros, if we paid 60 as a family, and it's not ideal, I'm going to be furious. So I want to know, is it good? Is it good? Is anyone there now? Has anyone paid for it?
Can I just bring another thing about these paper person experience things? And I know I've kind of said this before, but I was thinking about it the other day, and so I just want to bring it back. About the fact that it penalises large families with kids, and I've said it so many times. And if it was that the adults could have one free child with them, and then maybe if you had a family of five, you would have to pay for three.
A family, you could, even if it was a family pass, it was two adults and up to three kids, for instance.
Yeah. These lightning lanes and the lightning lanes, the premier access, the parade things, because it gives an advantage to the single affluent adult in their mid-20s or late 50s or whatever. And I don't think they're the demographic that really needs a leg up at Disney.
No.
You know what I mean? This is my thought, and I think it disables people who need the help.
The people who can afford this thing don't need it. That's what we're saying.
Isn't that the same with an awful lot of these things, though?
No, I mean, everyone will have a reason they want to skip the line, but that's fine. They can pay 20. Yeah. They can pay 20 euros. They can pay 19 euros and skip it. That's fine. But the point is, you would have to pay 76 euros for your family.
Yeah, not a chance.
It's no, you can't do that. But it would mean.
However,
if we
had a situation like last time we were there, and Laura and Ollie had gone off to bed, and me and Lucas were staying up, we might. We'll spend 38 euros on it. Might.
But then, of course, children are shorter and more fidgety and kind of, you know, there's all this kind of thing.
And even a good spot for a short kid's not necessarily going to be a good spot when there's other people there.
And I can't say we need it more. That's really entitled for me to say that. I just think that we're disadvantaged by family size. That's my big thing, Disney. It's my big thing.
Bob has asked his animation guy and says the praxinoscope is the development from a zoetrope using mirrors instead of slits. So that just confirms what Wikipedia said.
It also confirms that he's got a guy for everything.
Yeah, his guy is called
Bob.
Wiki.
Yeah.
P.
Have you got a ticket guy?
Dear.
Right.
I think he's his own expert, isn't he?
I think that takes us on to rumours.
Oh.
I heard a rumour. Do you remember when Brad Pitt was in Friends and pronounced rumour for no reason?
Rumour.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Okay.
Should we
started a rumour.
Should we all start some rumours?
Yeah.
And just see if these are the rumours that you're talking about.
Yeah, which one of these is the real one?
I don't know, because we've just got over April Fool's Day and I find it really boring on social media when everyone says, surprise, I'm pregnant. Not really. You know what I mean? It's like, it's April Fool's Day. We don't believe a word you say. Mm. So I don't know if I'm a big fan of that.
Best thing to do on April Fool's Day is save up some actual news that you've got and announce it on that day. And when people go, no, you haven't. No, it isn't. You can be like, well, actually, it is.
And as I said to Hugh on April Fool's Day when we were out, that is exactly what the Monkey Island guys did when they released their new version of the game.
Yeah,
they announced it on.
I
April
like
Fool's
that.
Day.
That's like you know, it's like it's another level of thinking for April Fools, and I like that.
So
yeah,
the rumors.
Yeah.
First of all, we had a little bit of a discussion as to what level of rumour and what level of announcement this was.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tell you that there is a good chance that at the end of the week on the 12th of April, they will be announcing a name change for Walt Disney Studios Park, more in line with the product that it now sells, which is like immersive land experiences. However,
that's what they're going to call it, immersive
land
experience.
I really struggled to find online that this had been announced that this was going to happen, but nearly every Disney news outlet that I follow is just taking it as read that it is. So I don't know if I've missed an announcement.
No, it's heavily hinted, isn't it?
Heavily hinted.
It seems to be a lot of people with the inside ears know, Are the ones that are telling that this is going to happen and that other things aren't necessarily going to happen. Because I think John had said, John Parker, who's in the chat today, had said in on the Facebook group a couple of weeks ago, this big announcement's coming on the 12th of April. So we know there's something coming. We know that's happening. And I think a lot of it's speculation, but...
Does Walt Disney Studios still work? Would it still work if they left it? Do you think...
But they're getting rid of all the studio
elements.
Do you
think it is... Like, yeah, yeah.
Aren't they?
So then what could it be called? Well, guys, I've got some ideas.
Oh, yes. And people in the chat, we want your ideas for what the new name might be.
I got a few. The first one, I like this. It's simple. IP Land.
Oh, yeah.
I said that.
And then, well, then I've got another one.
Hit it.
IP World.
IP World.
How's about this? The World of IP. This is intellectual property, if you don't know what IP is, guys. Now, this is a good one. This is called, Hey, Remember This from That One Movie Land. Because that's basically what it is now. What about this? Recognitionville.
Recognitionville.
Recognize This. What about, now, this is a good one. What if they just called it, Movies, Movies, Movies.
Movies, Movies, no. Movies.
I've lost these two. They're just looking at the chat.
No, I'm not. You're shouting so loud, you keep clipping the audio.
Right, I'm going to crack on. What about this one? Giant Outside Gift Shop. Now, this is one of my personal favourites. A New Stew Stew. For, you know, from the old Studio Line advert. A New Stew Stew.
A New Stew Stew.
I don't get that reference.
Terrain de propriété intellectuelle.
Intellectual property.
Land.
Land
of intellectual property.
Flaggen.
Flaggen.
Just call it Flaggen.
Is that German for?
No, it's just a noise.
A fun word.
What about this? Studio Adventure.
I've got one.
That's more likely.
Franchisier.
Oh, that is good.
That is pretty good. Franchisier. Just thought of that. Franchisier.
I'm liking some suggestions here. So the Solo Show says, look at what we bought, Land. Yeah. Bob Sangwell simply says The Other Park, which is what I thought it was already
the
called.
The Other Park, yeah, it is.
Yeah. But we've got some good suggestions from John Parker says, Disney's Cinemagique Park or Disney Hollywood Adventure. Both of those are good.
I like Cinemagique.
I do. I did point out as soon as you told me this, Chris, that... I do feel a bit sad that we would lose the Walt Disney aspect, like the actual name. I think we're getting further and further away from this.
He didn't name it, though.
No, he didn't. But it was in... And I don't suppose they're doing any franchises that were born prior to 1965, are they?
What about Walt Disney Studios, but you have the IP in capitals?
Bonnie says, the movie that everyone forgot about, Land... Good, like that. Andrew Palmer says Porto Rosso. Why not? I am going to be sad to lose the Walt Disney bit because you know I'm a bit of a Disney purist in that respect. However, it doesn't work anymore. It also doesn't attract... This expansion with a new lake... Oh, we're going to get onto all the bits into it, so I won't get into that now. But this expansion, it should... draw people in from across the globe. And I don't think the word Walt Disney Studios Park, you know, compared to, Tokyo Disney Sea or California Adventure, you know, where the second park has got this kind of exciting thing. It's not doing the job, is it?
What about...
Mount Iger. I love it, Andrew.
Mount Iger. Disney Movie Land, says Monica. What about Work in Progress? Because it's not been finished for a long time. It keeps changing its shape.
With a capital I, capital P.
Yeah.
Not a museum.
Parc à la Magique, says Jenny.
I like Cinemagique, and I also think the fact that it's French does kind of exoticise it a bit for transatlantic visitors. I don't know.
Could you get some kind of ILM into it? Because this all, like, everything's all ILM anyway, isn't it, these days? They pretty much do everything. Mm. Pixar was somehow involved back in the past, wasn't it, with what they were doing and everything as well. Why not just call it ILM?
I like that it's not like, it's not very obvious. You know, like, there's some parts where you go, well, they need to call it this. It's obviously they're going to call it that. You know, we're really scratching our heads over this. But I do like this kind of French, like, line of thinking. Cinemagique.
Stan says,
Animagique.
Disney announced a name change to Disney's Hollywood Studios in Florida, then they just changed the font.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. And actually, the big thing that was online was from a French person from outside ears who'd posted a video of Walt Disney Studios and them deleting the text. So maybe it is just a change of font.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Could it be? Or maybe. It was just a sarcastic...
What if they just took out the word studios and just call it Walt Disney?
Just Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
Just confuse everyone.
Yeah. There you go. Any other rumours?
Yeah. So I think this is heavily rumoured. Let me get it up. So there was a map posted on Twitter
by... That's what she said? He said?
Yes. Very good. By our friends at Passport Wonderland. I'll just get it up. Passport Wonderland on Twitter. And I think they might have created this map. I don't think this has been posted by any official thing.
Can I take a close look at it?
Yeah. However, what it is a speculative map of the new layout of the new park and all the bits. There is a parade route on it. And then... This is the telling bit. They've named the three expansion pads that we have been confirmed that we are getting, and they've named them. Can you tell me what they've named them?
Project Air.
And?
Coming 2030. Project Sun. Coming 2028.
And?
Project Frozen. That one's quite cryptic in my view. 2025.
So it's Frozen, Sun and Air, isn't it? And that's like code names. That's like Operation Overlord and stuff like that. So we know what Frozen is, and that is directly opposite the end of the lake. They've allowed for an expansion pad between the Ratatouille ride and Project Air. We don't know what Project Air is, but it's 2030, but I'm going to talk about that in a second. Project Sun is on the left-hand side of the lake as you walk down the avenue, and that is the one that is almost certainly, according to all rumours, going to be Lion King, but I'm still in denial. Now, the reason I'm in denial, I think, is that I just can't imagine it. I just can't imagine a small area being adequately done to be a massive savannah, because that's what it is. If you think of Lion King, like standing on Pride Rock and looking at hundreds of miles worth of savannah. And also the fact that it snows in winter. I'm like, I just don't see how you can do it.
Lucy messaged earlier in the week and she went, it's in Paris, it rains, it snows here.
It snows in Paris, you can't do...
They do a pretty good job of hiding that sort of stuff.
Sub-Saharan Africa. They hide the snow.
I think...
In sub-Saharan Africa.
If they could switch everything up so it looked like the Pride Lands after Scar takes over when it's a rainy day, then it would work. You know, it's just really drab. Like when Elon took over Twitter, everything just went dark.
And everyone's been set on fire.
Yeah.
And however, the thing is, I have got like a borderline religious faith in Imagineering. So even though I'm so skeptical and I just can't see it and it doesn't excite me, I think if it comes to pass, it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
They have released concept art this week for the Encanto ride in Animal Kingdom. And the show building, this isn't confirmed, people are saying the show building matches the show building for Mystic Manor. And we know that the content would work quite well as an Encanto house.
The idea of Encanto and all the movement and everything would work incredibly well in that kind of... Whatever you call it, what do they call those things?
Trackless dark rides.
And the Mystic Manor is very mystical, and that would work quite well as well.
And then
styling of that.
It's saying that's for 2028, and it says replicated in Animal Kingdom. So it actually says Lion King Land replicated in Animal Kingdom. But if they're going to have a sister land of something, I really hope it's Encanto. That might be very unlikely. It's confusing to do Lion King in Animal Kingdom, though, because Africa's full. Anyway, we're not the Walt Disney World podcast.
It's still rumours, though, isn't it? And as Ed said in the chat, he says, I really don't like rumours. Even if they're slightly based on... no one actually knows, so they're completely pointless. Lion King is a heavy rumour, but people are convinced it's true with no evidence at all.
Very good point, Ed. And I apologise for adding to that noise.
We like to speculate, though. We've had shows in the past where we've literally said, what would you like this space to be? And we've gone all out and come up with ideas, haven't we? And I don't see any harm in that, really. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm not bothered what happens.
I'm just still surprised there's no Zootopia.
Yeah.
Well, let's just move across the pond, literally, to Project Air, which is the other side of the lake. And that is scheduled for 2030. Now, that is far enough ahead for whatever they've got in mind for them to just cancel it. Do you know what I mean? Disney are very, like, fast and loose.
Possibly seeing how the next Avatar films turn out.
Here's the thing. They have, I think they've confirmed, there's certainly been announcements surrounding them doing Avatar in California Adventure. But a different Avatar.
Bob Iger called Moana a franchise last week in a shareholders call. Franchise.
Did that make you sad?
Do you want to talk about it? Everything's not a franchise, is it? Just don't look at everything you've ever done and go, let's make a sequel of it. Why? Just why? Mm. It's pointless. It's just irritating.
Yeah.
What I like about the parks, and this is never going to change for me, why I'm not the biggest fan of the studios, I mean, aside from it's the studios, why I'm not the biggest fan of that, and what I really like about the main Disney park is the stuff that's there that's from there and not from everywhere else.
Mm.
It just annoys me. We don't need all this IP every bloody way, and we don't need, excuse my language, but quite tame language, and we don't, we don't need every single film to suddenly become a franchise that's going to spawn multiple different films and TV series and spin-offs and live actions and rides and restaurants.
Avatar, Pandora works incredibly well in Animal Kingdom, but that's because it's like, it's a foliage park. It's a green park, and all of a sudden the foliage changes. But even there, I've always said, why build a land this big on that film?
But Avatar's a mediocre film at best, and now they're making, what, three more films of it?
Oh, apparently.
Why are they doing that? Have they not looked at what they've done to Marvel over the last, like, 7 years or so? Less than 7 years, isn't it?
And it's so expensive.
You know, or what they've done with Star Wars, where they went, oh, we brought Star Wars in and we're going to do this, and then we're going to do all these other films, then we're going to do these TV shows. Oh, these films aren't working, well, we're going to cancel the sequel to Solo. We're not going to do that anymore. Let's do less. Isn't that going to happen with everything else that they're trying to expand? They're just going to keep pushing it out, and then go, oh, this isn't working.
But the thing is, I don't entirely believe that for Disneyland Paris. Again, I totally take your point, Ed, with rumours. We're basically talking about nothing right now, aren't we? Because we don't know this. But I'm like pinch of salt. Even if they're thinking now they might do Avatar, it could be cancelled next year. See how the film goes. Poor box office. Right, we're not building that anymore. I think it's wait and see. What did surprise me was its placement, because that means if you walk around the right-hand side of the lake, you've got an entire 180 degrees of a lake with nothing, because you've got a massive expansion. Awesome. Oh, no, there's going to be a lakeside restaurant, I think, on that side.
Yes, the Tiana one. Is it Tiana?
Again, is that a rumour? I don't know.
No, that was announced.
Was that announced?
Yeah, that was announced.
Okay.
We've seen concept art for that.
And they've got, like, the stadium seating for the nighttime spectacular, I think, down there as well.
Ooh, but can't wait to see that.
They've got two expansion pads unused for at least 5 more years. Also, on this rumour list, it says Frozenland expected late 2025.
I've heard that rumour that they're pushing it out to the back end of 2025 now. I'd heard that, but again, it's a rumour.
When was the last rumour? When was it going to be?
Well, just 2025, I think. And again, it's always been rumour, hasn't it?
Yeah. And you're dealing with French labour laws and construction and stuff, and, you know, they're not the most frictionless country to do that kind of thing in, I don't believe. Oh, yeah. Bonnie's spitting wisdom today. Bonnie says, rumours ruin facts. Bonnie.
Rumours ruin facts.
That's... Girl speaks truth. I'm going to get her to write a book.
Cheryl says, why has Paris not done any more with Beauty and the Beast? We should have a restaurant at least.
Well, and another rumour I saw, they were expanding Fantasyland, so maybe they're going to bring a Beauty and the Beast, the Beauty and the Beast ride there, because that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Did we talk about this?
We talked a little bit about it. Yeah, a little bit about what had been
down with
floated
the secret path.
Yeah, yeah. It might happen. Do you know what? It'd be great, wouldn't it, if they just told us something was going to happen and then they got on and did it.
I think part of the reason in the answer, as I remember from the 1992 thing, is France isn't exciting in France. I know it makes sense to go, oh, it's a French IP, we should put it in Disneyland Paris. But I think in actual fact, they didn't feel it would sit or sell very well to have French village.
That's why I was disappointed with the three IPs announced for the UK park. What is it? Not Universal.
Oh, yeah. The Bedford one. It is Universal. It is Universal.
Oh, yeah. So it was going to be...
James Bond.
Paddington Bear, was it? And Harry Potter.
Yes,
is that right?
Maybe.
Three franchises that, personally, I couldn't give a toss about.
But I mean, it's a step up from Blobby Land,
but they're,
I guess,
so British, and to have them in Britain, I'm just like, well, I can stay at home and celebrate those.
Yeah.
Do you remember Blobby Land? Do you remember that?
Blobby Land.
Blobby, yes.
Gotcha Land.
Gotcha Land.
Oh, dear. Right. So we've got 10 minutes left.
We do have a trip apart.
There was a bit of news that got me snarky this week.
Yeah. I like snarkiness.
I got a bit snarky because apparently, again, this could be a rumour, I don't know. And again, I think it was John that posted this on the Facebook group, but I can't remember. It might not have been John. If it wasn't you, I apologise. If it was someone else, we should speak up louder and then I'd know your name. But what they've said is that in the meal packages now, the dining packages, they're going to take away the free soft drinks and table service restaurants.
Yeah.
So if you're in a buffet, adults can still get a soft drink free. But if you're on a table service, you don't get a soft drink unless you're a kid. So they're taking that away because I imagine the overheads are just unbearable, and it's nothing to do with the fact that people that go and eat meals like to buy alcohol, and therefore because they're not entitled to a free drink anymore, they might buy a drink.
Carbonated water with a dash of syrup, that's what we're talking about. So it's like it's 10 pence worth of drink.
This is what we're talking about when people talk about nickel and diming. Just taking away those tiny little things, or just make you pay for those little things.
Because they know you'll buy a drink. They know you won't sit there and have a three-course meal and not drink anything. So it's just a way of getting you to buy more. And it's, do you know what it is? It's the pressurised for constant growth, aren't they? Mm-hmm. It's like, you made this much money last year, you need to make this much more this year. And they're like, well, we've made as much money as we possibly can. How can we make more money when we've made as much as we possibly can? And then they start doing crap like this, because my French.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that made me a little bit narked off, but it is what it is, I guess.
We did have a, I don't think we've got time for this week, but Andrew did ask us, what's the best footwear for a day walking around the parks? Maybe check that out on our Facebook page, but that'd be a good one to talk about.
Runners for me. Pair of Brooks runners, that's what I wear.
I think we should think about that and talk about it next week.
Let's talk about it next week. Stan Solo says he had the meal plan when he was in DLP and couldn't get a soft drink at a buffet. Because of the server.
Oh, servers.
Pauline says, how are we getting on with the crocheting?
Ooh, I'm so glad you asked.
Awfully glad you asked.
We had them all. They're all here. I'm going to talk about
there
it
are
again.
Many.
We had them all laid out on the living room floor, like how we would arrange them to sew them together. And I reckon we need about...
three times as many.
five times more. As five more of this many to do. So I'm going to start like really begging all my friends who aren't necessarily Disney fans, because I know a lot of people who can crochet, but get on it. What we want, so let me find one that I can hold up. Here we go. We're doing these crochet squares and they are Disney themed to any Disney film that you want. What we've got here, we've got Donald Duck here with his bow. And we're going to sew them together to make a Disney blanket, and then we're going to auction it, probably going to do it on something like a maze or something. But hopefully we're trying to raise money for Dementia UK. So if anyone can crochet and wants to do, which way does that go? Wants to do a nice crochet square and contribute to charity and have a bit of fun, then 15 centimetres by 15 centimetres. We're still a way off finishing it. I've got a couple of ideas I need to get my skates on with. Well, I've got one that's nearly finished, actually. But yeah, if anyone wants to do that, get on it.
Do it.
And then message us and we'll send you the address to send it to. We're not advertising that openly, but as soon as you tell us you've done something, we'll send it.
37 Disney Street.
Tanya's been in touch this week as well and has done some more. So there's some more on their way, winding their way as well. So thank you for that.
Tanya's done loads.
Yeah. Mm. Loads and loads.
Loads.
Loads and loads and loads and loads and loads.
Love it.
A lot. I have got a trip report. Do we have time for it?
Is it long? We've got 5 minutes, exactly 5 minutes.
Well, shall I make it last 5 minutes? Shall I do it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Harrison James.
No, we've had that
We've had that one. That's not the one I was looking for. Oh, that's all right. Oh, no. If this is from Ben.
Ben?
Ben Treend. Have we done that one?
No, that's Trenderman.
Right, so this is the person we were talking about last week.
Yes.
So Ben resent this.
I didn't know it was Ben.
Ah,
right. Trenderman, I get it now.
Are we sure this is right then?
Yes.
31st of March. Yeah, it was sent on the 31st of March because he resent it after the show last week. Right. Mm. Whew, right. Trip report, February, half term, with the drama as promised, Chris. Ooh, this is a shocking trip report. Pun. Hi, Chris, Lucy and Hugh. You may remember me from my trip report in October 2022 when one of my eldest daughters, Caitlin, decided to break her foot getting her suitcase down in the garage the night before we travelled.
Oh, yeah.
Disney came up trumps for us that time, providing her with an easy access pass when she didn't have any medical documentation and thus saving our trip. Well, we went again in Feb, half term, just gone. Guess what? Drama again. Uh-oh. This time, actually at Disney itself. Blah, 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 blah. One second. I'm lost. We were a group of five this time. My dad, Trevor, who was 83 years old, was making only his second trip to DLP, with his last being in 2002, with no recollection of it. Then myself and the wife, Lucinda, and our two children, Eloise, 10 years old, and Ethan, 5 years old. We had a 2-night, 3-day visit booked and travelled to Disney from a friend's house in Normandy with myself driving. We set up at 8 a.m, getting to Newport Bay Hotel at approximately 11:30 a.m. The room wasn't ready, so we headed for Disneyland Park via a quick lunch break at Earl of Sandwich. We used the Magic Passes on the app, which didn't exist last trip. This made it so easy to get straight in the park. I won't give a blow-by-blow account, but basically enjoyed a chilled first few hours in the park with no pressure before receiving our room ready, text and email. We headed back to Newport Bay to get our room key and headed up to the room. We got lucky our room was at the front of the hotel, more or less dead in line above the lift. We had a great view over the lake and could see the top quarter of the castle in the distance so knew watching the drones from the window was an option. Mm. Bonus. After 20 minutes of unpacking, I suggested a quick coffee from the machine in the room before heading back to the park. The kettle was plugged into one of the two available French plug sockets, so I tried to plug the coffee into the machine, into the available socket next to it. I tried, but the plug wouldn't dock into the socket. Have we read this before?
No.
Have we not? Have I read this before?
This is just a familiar story.
I must have read this already, mm-hmm, myself. Yeah. I looked at the plug and the socket and couldn't work out the pins, as there was an extra metal pin in the socket. Keep this part fresh in your mind. Have I really not read this before?
I've
obviously read this more fully than I thought, because this is very
fresh.
I'm very aware of it. Yeah, I gave up as it clearly didn't fit, and tried to unplug the kettle in order to plug the coffee machine into there instead. The kettle plug was quite stiff, and I was struggling to unplug it with one hand, so I used both hands, getting them both in to get their good grip. I felt an almighty pain shoot up both arms and into my chest, letting out a scream at a pitch I have never before produced in my 48 years alive. It scared the living daylights out of the kids, Lou and my dad. It turns out that metal pin in the socket next to it was actually part of a plug a previous guest or staff member had snapped off whilst removing, leaving a live metal pin exposed in the socket. And it was this that I'd touched. I then had an almighty adrenaline rush and subsequent dump. My dad went straight down.
That's poo.
Crash. My dad went straight down to reception and immediately went to the female receptionist. At this point, I'll point out that my dad speaks fluent French, so what happened next cannot be put down to a translation issue. Dad explained that I had received an electric shock in the room from their socket. Her reply, "What do you like me to do?" My dad was absolutely flabbergasted, I'm sorry, by the reply, and literally was shocked in what to say in response. He finally said that his son required urgent medical attention and maintenance was required to the socket. We went over and spoke to someone. She went over and spoke to someone and said she'd send someone up. Dad returned to our room. One second. Dad returned to our room. After about 10 minutes, a staff member knocked on the door and asked if we were the room that had reported the noisy children. My dad said that he had reported the electric shock to me and he got on his walkie-talkie. Luckily, an on-site paramedic and the hotel manager, along with three maintenance staff, then attended the room, which now had double figures for people in the room. Now, I have to say the hotel manager was brilliant. I cannot fault him, and he genuinely got the gravitas of the situation and was caring. The reality is that had it been my children or elderly father who has heart issues, it could have been a very different situation.
Absolutely.
The issue was identified. I received medical attention, although I passed on a trip to the local hospital for 10 hours. We had character dining booked for 8 p.m. and the manager left with a parting message.
This is a Disney fan at heart. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The manager left with a parting message. I am very sorry for this. I'll be in touch. I didn't do a terrible French accent this time. We then went to character dining, which was brilliant, at Plaza Gardens. This was far better for character interaction and the amount of time they spent with us, as well as the food quality. The reviews I had read prior to our trip had led me to expect. We then walked out for the drones, which didn't go up due to the wind, and fireworks before heading back. Nothing back at the room, but hopeful of some consolation gesture to come. At this point, I felt cared about, at least after the initial poor response from the reception staff, expecting maybe a gesture of room or hotel upgrade or even a Premier Access pass to make up for the lost hours in the park. By now, 3 planned hours lost. We set off on our second day and a full day in the park. On returning to our room at the end of our day, we entered the room and on the bed were some gifts laid out on a card and a bag from Newport Bay Boutique. Initially, I was pleased to see that it hadn't been forgotten and looked at the gifts. The bag had white gift wrap inside but was empty. There were 2 Euro Disney flag pennants, which were leftover 30th anniversary gifts, 2 30th anniversary fridge magnets, 2 lanyards, 2 autograph books, 3 heart chocolates, and a card which had the generic welcome to the hotel message inside. I was a bit disheartened and awkward. What was a bit poor if their idea was compensating for the shock. Anyway, I dismissed it as a final offer, and as a lot of it was 2 of that gifts had been for the children and something else would be coming up as an apology. Nope, I was wrong. That was it. No further contact at all, at any point. No call to see if I was okay, following the manager's statement that I would hear from them. We did have a great time, we always do. I enjoyed Newport Bay and we even swam for the first time at Disney. I'll be doing this more in the future. It was an ideal way to wind down after a day in the park, especially the jacuzzi. We got to see the drone show from our hotel window on the second night, so even got them in too, but the whole trip was marred by the first day experience and lack of care shown generally by Disney for what was a very serious incident. I apologise for the way I'm jumping over all these words. Fast forward to the complaint as soon as we were home. I complained to my explained my disappointment in the lack of initial response, the care or lack of it post-incident, or offer of any compensation. I received an email back after a couple of days offering me a partial refund of 330 euros. I was pretty unhappy with this, as I wasn't sure how they reached that figure, especially bearing in mind the potential fatal consequences there could have been.
Yeah.
I got a reply, and they now have offered a complimentary 2-night, 3-day holiday with breakfast to take in the next 12 months for 5 people. That was a very welcome compensation, and we now look forward to spending an unexpected second trip to DLP in the next year, which is an amazing bonus, as we have Walt Disney World booked already for October 2025. As for the actual trip, it was brilliant as always, even though the studios are a little sad to witness at the moment with all the works, etc. Only other minus was Big Thunder was closed, but now we get to go back and do it. Keep up the great show, Bill. Ben. Bill.
Just Bill.
There is an onion of things to unpack there.
Ben did get in touch, though, and added just an update to the trip report. Disney have been in contact today and agreed to upgrade our complimentary stay from Newport Bay to the Hotel Art of Marvel.
Ooh.
Almost worth being shocked. And then Ben did add, to be fair, I haven't made too much fuss. You don't shoot the thing that gives you the most pleasure in life. And I've been very candid in my complaint, but they could have suspected a legal claim, I guess, whereas I just wanted some acknowledgement of the issue, mucking our first day up, and the actual service by staff at the time not being great. Manager excluded. He was brilliant. I'm happy with a 3-day complimentary stay with Brekkie at the Marvel Hotel to make up for it.
I mean, you say the manager was brilliant. The manager
in the
was,
moment.
The manager was nice.
Yeah.
But it's up to the manager to deal with all that stuff, and he didn't. This is the thing. Whenever somebody says, oh, we go to Walt Disney World, we're thinking of going to Disneyland Paris, what's it like? What's the difference? I still maintain Disneyland Paris is the superior park. Mm-hmm. But this is the difference. The customer service. And thing is, it's not just Disneyland Paris. It's France. I'm not being rude, but I mean, I've travelled extensively in France and they're generally just not right up there with the most hospitality-focused people in my experience. That is appalling. I mean, you literally could have been killed. You're right about having your 83-year-old father with you, small children with you, a live thing. That's absolutely shocking. And I'm surprised you weren't given a VIP tour guide for the rest of the holiday to like, because you'd think they'd do anything to stop them being sued for that. Yeah. I think that's the difference, since that in America, it's so easy to sue companies. Whereas in France, it's just not as easy, so that it doesn't matter. But oh my God, that's appalling.
I have a question, Hugh, based on the update afterwards. Do you think that they'll need to notify Spider-Man if Electro is going to be staying at the Art of Marvel Hotel?
Yeah. Did anything happen like at the same time which might have led to some kind of superpower? Because if so, it is our duty to contact the hotel and just let them know.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man will be having words.
Yeah, absolutely. Good.
In I'm just trying to find a little silver lining in this. In defence of the first reception woman, you know there's a habit now, and it's in the training of GPs, when you go with a certain complaint, they'll say, well, what do you think it is?
This happens every time now. It's just out of nowhere. They always go, what would you like to do about it?
Well, yeah.
You're a doctor, I don't know.
I find it very frustrating, but it might be that it's part of the training to deal with complaints is to go, I see your complaint, and what would you like to happen? That might be kind of standard, but I don't know. You also show a bit of care and concern and sympathy at the same time, don't you?
Mm.
That doesn't sound like that happened.
No, it didn't at all.
Shocking. He did say, this is the thing though, he said he had a wonderful trip. Yeah. And that the character meal was fantastic, because Disneyland Paris is a fabulous place, and everyone listening, I want you to know that. The customer service needs an upgrade.
In some cases, I guess.
In some cases. You can't allow for human beings all being a little bit different. Shall I wrap this up now, guys?
Let's wrap it up. Get out of here.
We're going to do an after-show party. We're going to do extra magic time now, in which we have the return of Quizney Street.
Episode 3. You can play along.
So if anyone wants to do a Disney quiz, you can become a Patreon for £3 a month, not euros, I'm talking in euros, £3 a month, and join us, and we will have 10 questions here and you can play along and see how the boys do.
So badly.
Thank you very much for joining us. I've been Lucy. These have been the boys. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I can still hear us. I love you.
You can still see how small the person is.
I love you.